make it a surprise. Lara, compromise if you just speak your truth. Don't worry about a thing. You never know what tomorrow might bring if you just speak your truth. She's my eye.
All right, what a treat that was hearing Mike Lewis playing at the Birdcage at Sky Daddy Conwell's Polite Late Night Bongo Delight Drinking and Picking and Grinning Guitar Night Open Mic. I think that's the new name we're going to have for it. It gets longer and longer every week.
Got it.
This young lady right here.
That's my drink, Matt. Get your hand off my... Are we recording? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Mile High Show.
I just need a longer straw.
He needs a longer straw, he says. He's trying to take my drink without touching it. He wants a straw. Ladies and gentlemen, of course you're listening to Mile High Show. This is... My name is Sky Daddy. It's my show. Matt Santos's Mile High Show. We are at the historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona, at the open mic, late night, polite... Singer, songwriter,
guitar
jam session, open mic night. The longest name ever. So, okay, anyways, we have a special guest today. We always have a special guest singer, songwriter. And I'm really excited about this one. I know I say that all the time. This is so way, way cool being a part of this Mile High Show, because I get to interview really, really great singers and songwriters and just actually idols of mine. Michael Lewis, I know him as a... I know him as a musician, as a songwriter. I also know him on a personal level. He's a friend of mine. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks, Scott.
I'm so happy that you're here.
Excellent.
I just heard you play some of your songs.
Yeah.
Usually we do it backwards. Usually we do the interview and then you do the songs. But
right,
we just did it backwards. I'm glad we did it backwards because it got the chance for me to hear some of those songs again.
Right.
And we can talk about them. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good.
It's been a while since we talked.
It has, man. I mean, I saw you at Lonesome Valley Brewery recently.
That's right.
Yeah. You were, I think, playing a set or maybe playing a full gig. Full gig.
Yeah, I was doing a show there. Yeah, you came in to see me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You played there the very next week, I think.
I did, yeah.
I like playing there. It's a really neat place.
Yeah, it's a good place. I was there and I saw you there.
Prescott Valley.
I haven't really... Yeah, Prescott Valley. Nice little brew pub out there.
Yeah.
She's doing music on Saturday nights.
That's right.
That's where I saw you. And then I've been hearing about your open mic here now for about a month, and I'm glad I got to come, man.
Absolutely.
It's freaking awesome. So
it's my honor.
Yeah, mine too. I thank you very much.
But tell me about this album. You said something when you were up on the stage. You got an album coming out with Stony Road?
Yeah, actually, I'm Mark Anthony. I took him a song. I saw him online, Prescott Recording and Sound.
Yeah.
Took him a song I just wanted mastered. I wanted to release a single, that song, My Everything. And then he dumped it into his system and said, you know, why don't we just do more songs and let me kind of show you what I'm going to do with it. And he took it, brought me back in a week later, and I had the drums, keyboards, bass. And he's like, he's got his band Story Road.
Yeah.
He farmed out all the tunes online and they put their parts together. And then wham, the concept of kind of backing band started up. So now we're six songs in. I got to do a couple of guitar parts on two that are kind of waiting in the wings and sing on them.
Tell me when you think that the CD will be available for purchase.
I'm hoping the end of March.
Wow, that's quick. That's great.
Because I'm going to put 10 songs on it. I got four more to go.
For those of you listening to the show, today is February the 3rd,
yeah,
2016. I don't know when you're listening to it, but it's by the time your guys are listening to it in the radio land, I bet it's already available.
It might be. I'm going to put it on iTunes and Amazon.
iTunes. So look up Michael Lewis.
Yeah, and I have one now on iTunes called Crazy Old World. That's one I did quite a few years ago with a guy named Todd Skaggs.
And that's already on iTunes.
It's iTunes and Amazon. Michael Lewis, Crazy Old World.
Now, that song probably, I've only heard you as a solo, as a single, all by yourself on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this album where you got the whole band back in you.
This band is incredible.
Yeah?
I've gone in and laid some guitar parts down and some vocals, but, you know, they're professionals. So this album's going to be tight, man. The one that's online now, Crazy Old World, That is just me on acoustic with some layered guitar tracks, mandolin track by Dallas Norman.
Okay.
Bass lines, you know. But it's acoustic.
Yeah.
No drums, no percussion. So this one's going to have slide, pedal steel, harmonica.
That's great, yeah. Now, you didn't perform that one tonight.
I didn't perform Crazy Old World.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the songs you did tonight.
Yeah, I didn't do any tunes off Crazy Old World.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Mark Anthony, he actually recorded my CD, the Pop Rocks CD. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's really good at what he does. And the product came out, and I listened to it, and I could not stop smiling. I'm still smiling. He did such a wonderful job on my CD.
Right, now, where can I hear that? Where can I find that?
Oh, my website, skydaddy.net. You can order it there. Wait a minute. Who's interviewing who here?
I will check that. I will go home and check that out online.
Thank you, Mike. You're awesome.
I want to hear some of that, man.
Well, what songs did you just now play?
Played one called I Will Run, and I wrote that a long time ago.
What's it about?
It's one of those kind of songs of... we got to get Paul T.
Yeah, let's clap for Paul
here.
Yoo-hoo!
Nice job, Paul.
we got Paul. For those of you in Radio Land, we got the open mic night keeps going on. You know, the show goes on, so we got some people over here in the historic birdcage doing some open mic things while we're interviewing.
That's right.
Okay, so tell me about this tune.
This tune I wrote a long time ago. It's one of those kind of in the dark coming into the light tunes.
Yeah.
You know. Sun beams down on my face. Climbed out of a deep hole I was in, going to the good, running from the bad.
Wow.
It's got a nice little melody of major chords that have that open sound,
right?
Progression.
That's the first one you played, right?
Yeah.
That's a powerful song.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that one, that's been around for a while. Then I played Cottonwood Tree. It's a nice picking blues song in A minor. And that's, I used to spend a lot of time on rivers in Arizona, California. And you always see big cottonwood trees, huge ones. As a matter of fact, there's and if you go down to even Peavine Trail, Watson, the backside of Watson Lake, you see a massive cottonwood tree. So I wrote a song about finding a lazy river and sitting by a cottonwood tree. When all these, got no peace, it ain't no friend of mine. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna walk down to a river and sit by a big cottonwood tree, you know,
that's
a lazy
great.
River. So
that's great. Kind of like a Leon Redbone kind of a
group. Yeah, that thematic thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then My Everything I wrote for my wife, Carol Lewis, and started as that riff, D minor, C to B flat, and then put some words around the hook.
Yeah.
And threw a bridge in there, and you know, once again, it's got deeper meaning. But still, the central theme is she's my everything.
That's wonderful. How romantic is that? I bet she loves that song, eh?
She does.
When did you write that one?
That was 3 or 4 years ago.
Woo!
Nice job.
He's got to do one more. One more. Oh, okay. All right, we're gonna pause this interview right here. We're getting somebody else on there. I'll be right back.
All right, bud. Thank you, Scott. All right, for all those out there, Sky's getting the next act up on the Birdcage Open Mic.
Now I get to take over the show.
We got Matt Santos.
I'm going to take it over.
Who has the Mile High?
It's
the creator of the Mile High. That's awesome, man.
I gave birth to Sky.
And the Mile High Show.
So is he treating you all right? Sky's treating you all right on this interview?
Because
we've had some reports that he's abused guests and yelled at him. He had one guy crying.
Now, so far I hadn't walked out crying yet.
Okay.
I think it's so far the interview's under control.
Well, he's only had one drink, so I think that's where it starts to draw on the line when he gets into his third and fourth cocktail.
Yeah, I no, right now it's going great.
Okay,
I got to get up there and play a few songs.
He's not listening. If you want to talk about him, he won't listen to the show.
You know,
I'll cut this part out, and you can talk mess about him if you want.
Oh yes, right. He's got the editing tools.
Yeah.
No, I
got to
hear what you guys are talking
about. Oh, nothing. All good stuff, Sky. All good stuff about you.
Yeah.
You didn't make anybody cry. Hey, Sky. What do we charge admission for this open mic? What this is a $25 ticket, right?
No way. It's always a free concert.
Free?
Yes. There's no cover charge ever.
Even when Chuck Hall?
I don't remember the Birdcage ever charging.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
There was that time when Jethro Tull played down here. they had to chart. Nah, just joking. Jethro Tull. Actually, Bruce Springsteen did play at Matt's.
At Matt's way back when. I heard the legend. I heard the legend.
I think 88 or 89. I was here and saw the crowd rush to Matt's, but I didn't go in there. He played an acoustic set. So, yeah, Prescott is known for having the occasional movie actor, rock star pop through.
And then we have Sky.
And we have Sky, who's a rock star in his own right.
Yeah.
Who performs almost every night of the week, folks.
Yes, he does. That's why we tapped into him here at Wednesday nights, is because I wanted to get him to host the show because he's got so much enthusiasm and history and knowledge and just he's a great guy. We couldn't figure it out because he's working every night. So we said, you know what, let's just plug into the board at the Birdcage and we'll steal it that way. And they didn't seem to mind, so we did it.
And what a great job. I mean, this is, players are coming out.
Yeah.
Bar's got some people in. Everybody's benefiting from this, so.
You know, I am going to go back and listen to every single word that you guys were talking about when I was up. I had to take care of some business. You know, we got the open mic night going on. We got the open mic night going on, so the show goes on. I had to kind of pause for a minute, but we're back now.
Yeah, yeah. It was all good.
It's all good?
It was all good stuff.
I don't trust Matt at all. Okay.
I can actually, see it in your face. I actually kept him reined in a little bit, so I kept him reined in.
Okay. Okay, so I asked you a question. I don't remember what you said. How long ago did you write the song for your wife?
About 3 years ago.
That's great.
It's been around, maybe two. It's been around a little while.
That was about when I met you, or a little bit long. You wrote that after I met you, a little bit after I met you.
Yeah. Actually, I met you a long time ago at Horses with Heart.
Horses with Heart, right. My daughter was involved in the program, and you were one of the helpers.
I had some clients. I had a group of kids out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of levels to you. You're not just a singer, songwriter, musician, but you're a genuine heart. You have a heart for kids with special needs, and they like you.
Well, I appreciate it. I teach moderate severe kids, so they, multiple disabilities. It takes some patience.
It does.
But I get out there and do what I got, and get the best I can out of them.
That's right. That's right. You do a great job. I admire you on so many different levels, Michael.
Thanks, Scott. Likewise.
Thank you.
I like your songs, man.
Oh, thank you. The last song you did, it was like an encore.
Yeah. Called Feeling Good. I wrote it back in the late 90s, probably, on Catalina Island, actually, literally, sitting on the deck of a cabana, looking at the planes fly across to LAX, because they're getting pretty low and going in.
Yeah.
Catalina's like 26 miles off the coast of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, and, a little island.
Yeah. And I ran programs out there, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I worked for a company called Naturalist at Large, and we had groups come out to us. We did 4 or 5 day programs. Kids would leave. We'd have the weekend to chill.
Thank you.
Play guitar, do some hikes, sea kayak.
It's beautiful, Catalina Island. What year was this?
This was a 6-7 year period from about 93 or 4 to about 2001.
Okay, that was before I met you, I know for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that was back and forth. And then there was a lot of other course area sites in California, but I kind of got anchored out there for a couple of springs and falls for multiple weeks. So I wrote that tune, and it's got a lot of different levels. You know, talked the lyric about the child bathed by the sun.
Yeah.
Come on down to the river. It's actually kind of the back when the whole inner child thing was big.
Oh, okay.
So it had that double meaning of inside me, my baby made it home. You know, the inner child coming out. So there's deep meanings. It's a kind of a nice hook song, but each line has being in the middle but nowhere to see.
Oh.
You know, blind but nowhere to see kind of thing. You know, it's like metaphors and stuff. So
wow,
I tend to write with those metaphors and double meanings that, if I don't tell you they're there, you never know.
Yeah, sometimes when people ask me what a song I wrote is about, I don't like to tell them. It's like, it's whatever you think. What do you think it's about? Well, I'll put the question on you.
The only reason I'm telling you is because we're on the radio. Otherwise, it'd be like, well, it's a song called Feeling Good.
Right, but yeah. The interview would be like 60 seconds long. I'd be like, what else did I talk about? All right, well, I guess we're done.
That's right. And it go, you know, the airplane's flying over, my baby's coming home on an airplane flight. That kind of matches that.
Cool.
You literally see about, I don't know, a flight every 30 minutes.
Really?
Landing. Yeah. So all day long, it's like, whoa, there goes another one.
Everybody wants to go to Catalina Island because
they
want
to fly into Los Angeles to LAX. Because LAX is right by Marina del Rey.
I see.
And you leave Marina del Rey to go across the bay, go across the ocean to get to Catalina Island.
There's no airport on Catalina. You have to go.
There is a small one.
Oh, okay.
It's tiny.
All right.
You got to hit the brakes when you come in there in a small little aircraft. No big aircraft. Small little Cessnas. But man, no, it's
okay.
It's I've heard it's sketchy and I don't want to fly there. But it's right above Avalon.
Pick a pilot that you trust. Pick a pilot that's been doing it for a while.
They can hit the brakes quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there is one, believe it or not.
Mike, I have so much, I have tremendous respect for you. You know what I like about your tunes is they're unique.
They
don't sound like anybody else's tunes. If somebody else is playing your tune the way you wrote it, I would still be able to say, I think that's a tune that Mike Lewis wrote. And maybe I never even heard of the song before, but you just got a certain style, and it's a certain uniqueness. You're one of them people that I just play three notes, and I know it's you playing.
Right on, man. I appreciate it. That means a lot.
I'm a fan.
Thanks. I actually started playing in Prescott in 1988.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been in Prescott for a long time.
Since 87.
Wow.
There was a bar called Tubman's behind Prescott College where the Prescott College big complex is now.
Oh.
A little bar called Tubman's, and the owners used to own Lizards.
Uh-huh.
The sign said a sense of humor is necessary. It was on the outside of the bar. Me and this guy named Jerry Henderson played there every Tuesday for about 3 or 4 years during the school years.
Right.
There
and that's pretty cool to play in the same place every single Tuesday.
Yeah,
on a Tuesday
it was
night.
Called wow. Tuesday Night with Mike and Jerry.
Nice.
So I've been playing around town for a long time, you know. Like as you mentioned, I've been here a while, and I thought about it. Well, yeah, it's been since 88, and I wasn't that good back then.
Jerry was better.
Yeah, he kicked ass, but I...
How funny.
I was... Pretty
yeah, I remember. I mean, 1988. I had just graduated from middle school, so yeah, I wasn't so good either.
If I listen to some of those old recordings, we did record some of that.
You hosted a singer songwriter open mic night for years over at the Coyote Joe's, didn't you?
Yeah, I
remember coming to some of those. You know, this was in my old life when I was married and stuff, and I wasn't getting out that much doing music. But every chance I got, I used to come out there. I probably did about 3 times total.
Yeah. No,
you're very kind to me. You bought me my beer and you let me go play like for 20 minutes or so. You just kept saying, hey, do another one.
Keep going. It was great. I remember you coming. You kicked ass. He's kick ass now, man.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Yeah, Bo. Mutual respect
mutual,
for that.
Yes,
yeah, I did it over there for 9 years and then went to El Charro and they closed down.
Right.
And
yeah,
now I
did a few of those, too.
And now I'm good not doing open mics anymore other than playing at them.
Where can we catch you next?
J&J Restaurant.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday the 6th.
Okay.
On North Cortez.
So you play... Tell me some of the places you play at. You play at J&J Restaurant. We talked about the Lonesome Valley Brewery in Prescott Valley. Superstition Meadery. I like that place.
March 4th.
Right there on the downtown Prescott, right on Curly Street.
And it's down in a basement. You got to walk through a store.
Literally, it's the underground place. It's underground. It's underground in two different ways.
It is.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. I really like
great
that
great mead.
Yeah.
What's
mead? Our listeners might know it, might not know what mead is.
Mead's an alcoholic product made by honey.
Right.
Cool. Sweet.
I just thought I'd throw that in there because I'm an interviewer and I should have probably asked that question when somebody says something like that. Somebody might not know what it means.
No, I got different. It's good stuff.
Sometimes you play over at Coyote Joe's, or now it's called Brick and Bones.
The band did. Is that a band, Salt of the Earth?
Salt of the Earth, right. I have heard you play in a band. I was wrong when I said that earlier. I have heard Salt of the Earth. You guys are good.
Dallas Norman, Stephen Ward, and Susan Kelly.
Sometimes you play over at the other brewery, right?
I've played at Black Hole Solo and Granite Mountain Brewery, but I kind of reserve those places to get the band in.
Cool.
So I keep my solo gigs to the Lonesome Valley, Superstition, and J&J. And I think there's one other place, but now it's kind of blanking it. But I'm booked at those three places into March.
Regularly, yeah. So. Right on. Mike, I guess we got to quit the interview right now. Yeah. It's about that time, but I sure did enjoy the interview. Michael Lewis. Look him up on iTunes. It's M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
L-E-W-I-S. The name of the album's Crazy Old World.
Crazy Old World.
And it's got a new one going to be due probably the end of March called Take Flight.
All right.
That'll be the big band sound. And thanks for having me, bud.
Thank you. It was a great time. We were listening, of course, to the Mile High Show. My name is Sky Daddy. We're in historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. I'm looking at my beautiful girl right now. I'm blowing her a kiss. And we'll see you next Wednesday, all right? Bye.
All right, this first one's called I Will Run. I wrote it a long time ago. And it's kind of a out of the darkness into the light type of song, so it goes like this. All right, I will run. Thanks, man. All right, next one's called Cottonwood Tree. Song I wrote, there's a lot of cottonwood trees in Arizona and the river river and creek tributaries and riparian systems, and the song's kind of about anything. Just go find a cottonwood tree and sit down by a river, and that's about as good as it gets sometimes. So it goes like this. Just bide my time, going where the river flows, gonna shed my worry my way. Got no peace, it ain't no friend of my way. Got me a song, but it don't rhyme. What am I gonna do? I keep on walking till my day is through, and what am I gonna see? A lazy river with a big old cottonwood tree as I am. Lately everything has been a tragedy. See it on the TV news day after day. We're here. Tired each morning, feeling that way. Nah, better get on moving so I can have my say. Hey, what am I gonna do? Keep on walking till my day is through, and what am I gonna see? Big old cottonwood tree, yes I am. Down and chew me a piece straw. Do some thinking that ain't all well. Plenty to do, lots to see. Get on moving so I can get better of me. What am I gonna do? Keep on walking till my day is through, and what am I gonna see? A lazy river with a big old cottonwood tree. Well, a lazy river with a big old cottonwood tree. Well, a lazy river with a big old cottonwood tree. Yes, I am. Hey, thanks, guys. All right, appreciate it. Anybody that's been in Arizona for a while is bound to have seen a cottonwood tree. Because they're all over the place. And they got a lot of white fluff that flies around, but they sure are beautiful in the riparian area. So this one's called My Everything. I wrote it kind of as just a song with a nice tempo, and then ended up being my everything, and of course my wife's probably my everything. But anyway, I wrote it for her. Sometimes she's my everything, but all the time mostly. So it goes like this. By the way, this one will be on my new album. It's called Take Flight. And I'll be like six songs into it. It's got a big band sound, a bunch of instrumentals, there's no band. It's just, well, the band's called Story Road. Yeah. And the band backing me up, Story Road. But I just started giving this guy songs. He put the big instrumentation behind it, so it's going to be a big project. But anyway, six songs in. This calls my call songs My Everything. Thank you.
might get a surprise. Lyra compromise. If you just speak your truth, don't worry about a thing. You never know what tomorrow might bring. If you just speak your truth. But she's my eye, my everything. I said she my eye, my everything. Find yourself loud on the road, but there's always a way to get back home. Sometimes the light's on, it's a warm inside. Sometimes it's dark, not a sign of light. But she's my eye, my everything. I said she my eye, my everything. Hey, there she goes now. Loud the door said, come on back, baby, won't you love me some more? Hey, hey, well, she's my eye, my everything. I said, she's my eye, my everything. Hey! Ah, thanks, man. All right.
Want to do another one?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay. All right, Michael Lewis, everybody. Those songs were way too short. Way too short. You want to do another one? All right, one more from Michael Lewis. What's the name of this one?
I'm going to do my old staple, Feeling Good. All right, I was going to do a new song I wrote. It's in a different tuning, but that'll be on the new album. This is one I wrote on Catalina Island. Sitting on a cabana, just looking at the planes flying into LAX. You can see them going across. Came up with this riff. Put these words together, and it's called Feeling Good. It's actually been recorded quite a bit, and it's been pitched and rewritten with a co-write with somebody. And so it's out there. There's actually a really cool video that's lady put for this song on my YouTube channel. If you go to MLFresh44 on YouTube, you can find the video to this song. It's real pretty. So, yeah, look for the video. MLFresh44, Feeling Good, Marianne Murdoch and Michael Lewis. It's a nice video she put together, music video, but the song goes like this. Come home, well, I'm alive. Got the world hanging by a string. Got nowhere to go, nowhere to be. But I'm feeling all right tonight. And nothing gonna stop me now. The news of the world wanna shatter my dream. Call my baby coming home on an airplane fly. Yes, she is. Come on down to the river of life. Hey, I look to the left and I look to the right. Well, there sits a child and bathed by the sun. Inside me, baby made a home. Well, I'm feeling all right tonight. But nothing gonna stop me now. The news of the world wanna shatter my dream. Call my baby coming home on an airplane fly. Hey,
Well, I see you, said you see me. Now sometimes we blind and sometimes we see in the middle. Looking ahead, nowhere to go, nowhere to be, but I'm feeling all right tonight. And nothing gonna stop me now. The news of the world wanna shatter my drink on my baby coming home on an airplane flight. Well, I'm feeling good, feeling fine now. Baby, coming home, well, I'm alive. Got the world hanging by a string, got nowhere to go and nowhere to be, but I'm feeling all right tonight. But nothing gonna stop me now. The news of the world wanna shatter my drink. Oh, my baby coming home on an airplane flight.
All right. Thank you, Sky.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. It ain't my fault. Treat you the way I do. It ain't my fault. I treat you the way I do. You and act so funny, honey. I might still be in love with you. But don't blame me, baby. I don't wanna be seen.